Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Sweet 16 time for the Etchewan Mustangs of Mick Hammond, with its work cut out for them tonight as they face number 6 Tri-West in the one-game regional over in Lisdon at 6:30 tonight. Mustang girls are 22-7, coming off its first sectional title in 5 years. You know, no getting around it. Fast pitch is a game where pitching is critical. And answering the bell for the red and black all season long, senior 18-game winner Jalen Robinson.
She's done a great job. You know, these 18 wins, I would say that she's gotten in the circle has exceeded what I thought she would, but 141 innings, and she's been a warrior. You know, we had a couple tough games where our schedule was stacked pretty tough early in the year with Hamilton Southeastern, Mooresville, Corydon.
Three freshmen start for Mick, and boy, they have grown up, and they all can hit. Six starters are 330 or better at the plate. Tonight, they'll face one of the state's best in the circle in Audrey Lowry, an Oklahoma commit. Tri-West is 23-5 on the year. Top-ranked Center Grove beat Bloomington South in baseball in the Mooresville semis yesterday. 4-1 the final, ending South season at 18-11.
I'm Joe Smith. Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Good to be back in the big show for Jeff Mercer's Baseball Hoosiers, the 3 seed they are, in the Lexington, Kentucky Regional starting Friday night at 7 against 2 seed West Virginia. First trip back for an Indiana baseball team under Mercer in 4 years. This edition, 41-18.
For them, it's for the most of the guys, this is their first time going. And last year, we kind of started with a whole new group and now growing those guys up. And so to have them to be able to now experience it and see it, and now to have the satisfaction of getting to go do it yourself.
Hoosier skipper Jeff Mercer, West Virginia, by the way, 39-18. Kentucky has the number 12 national seed, and they have 4 seed Ball State in this double elimination tournament. Tickets go on sale today, by the way, and all of the information for you Indiana fans, iuhoosiers.com, and they outline several different options for you. By the way, top-ranked Center Grove ended Bloomington South's baseball season Monday in the Mooresville semis, 4-1 the final. Nico Walters, the tough luck loser, 12 strikeouts pitching into the 6th inning. He gave up only 4 hits, but the Panthers' season ends 18-11. Fenway Park for the Reds tonight. Pregame at 6:40 against the Red Sox. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.